Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm so happy we have this time together. I love that you're joining me today, and I envision each one of you, some I've met and many I hope to meet in the future. So today, I'm just going to call this program Good and Plenty, with lots of ideas to encourage you. And, of course, I'm going to play some wonderful music for you, too. I do have to admit that I have a sweet tooth. Of all the candies I love, Good and Plenty is near the top of the list. Life is good when I have a handful of those luscious, sugar-coated licorice pieces. You know, interestingly, my son Randall loves them too. I guess it's time to send him a box of the good stuff. Well, you know, there are a lot of good things we can experience in life. But like a feast of the good and plenty licorice candy, the goodness is soon over. Even the best of things can leave us feeling empty and even regretful if we put all of our hope in that one event. So when King David declared in Psalm 16:2, "You are my Lord, apart from you I have no good thing," that intrigues me. I wonder, when was the last time we embraced God as the ultimate good in our life, rather than some event or even some person? But then David continues, explaining just how good God really is. In Psalm 16, verse 1, he says that God is our preserver. Verse 4, our heritage. Verse 7, our counsel. And in verse 11, he writes that God is the one who makes known the path of life for us and fills us with joy. Oh, now that's what I call good. Yes, as we think of God and His provision for us, I think we'll be able to sing along with this group called Women Together in Worship as they sing, "You Are Worthy of My Praise."
Oh,
Yes, truly God is worthy of our praise. Well, I'm so thankful you tuned in today. You know, a writer friend of mine, Julie, wrote about how excited she was when she found out that an astronaut would be taking a copy of Our Daily Bread with him into outer space on the shuttle Atlantis. She quickly looked to see which of her devotionals that she had written in that issue that he'd be reading. The idea of having her words read in outer space seemed, well, pretty amazing, she said, for a small-town kid. And then she had another thought. Why do I consider this such a big deal? When I pray, my words are heard in heavenly places, and the God who created the universe listens to my words. Why be more awestruck when a human reads my words than having the Almighty God hear what I pray? Yes, those special events in our lives are for us to enjoy, but when we put them in a level of importance that we think we have to have it to make us happy, it often loses its joy, doesn't it? Do you want to feel good about your life? Well, I have the answer for you. It's not things or events that will make you happy. The Apostle Paul spoke about it in 1 Corinthians 10:4. He wrote, "And by a miracle, God sent them food to eat and water to drink there in the desert. They drank the water that Christ gave them. He was with them as the mighty rock of spiritual refreshment." Yes, it's that spiritual refreshment from the Lord our rock that gives us joy, regardless of our circumstances. Now here is David Sapp as he sings a song about our rock, Jesus. He sings, "My foot is on the rock."
My foot's on the rock and my name's on the road. Jesus came in and he saved my soul. He baptized me with the precious Holy Ghost. My heart's right where it's supposed to be. My mind's made up to walk in victory. And the power I feel is the power of the Holy Ghost. My foot's on the rock and my name's on the road. Jesus came down and saved my soul. It may sound funny, original rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
When the storms of life will crash against my soul, I'll make it to the rock that just don't roll. On Jesus Christ, the solid rock I stand.
Oh, thank goodness. If we have Jesus in our heart, then our foot is on the rock, Jesus. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and my theme for this program is Good and Plenty. It's actually the name of a licorice candy that I love, but it's also a good description of God. He is a good God, and He has plenty of miracles to shower upon us. Now, most people would agree that life is a mixture of good and not so good and sometimes even bad. But through the years of walking with Jesus Christ, I've found that the more I keep believing His promises, the more I can see good in my life. However, bad things do happen, and there is evil in the world. But there was evil in the world at the time the apostles lived too. In fact, Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome and said, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Yes, we may be surprised when self-centeredness, resentment, or anger takes the stage within our fellowship or our marriage or any other relationship. But the Apostle John exhorts us to be patient and humble, to desire to restore our relationships, to follow after good. Well, as a minister friend of mine says, God is a good God, and He desires to bless His children. And it's in learning more about God and His wonderful promises in the Bible that makes it possible to really believe that God is a good God. Well, there's a wonderful song that is my heart's cry, and I hope it is yours too. Here is Frank Boggs singing, "Oh, I Want to Know You More."
Just the time I feel that I've been caught in the mire of self, and just the time I feel my mind's been bought by worldly wealth, that's when the breeze begins to blow, I know the Spirit's call, and all my worldly wanderings just melt into His love. To know You more, deep within my soul I want to know You. Oh, I want to know You, to feel Your heart and know Your mind. Looking in Your eyes stirs up within me cries that say, I want to know You. Oh, I want to know You more. Oh, I want to know You more. When my daily deeds ordinarily lose life and song, my heart begins to bleed, sensitivity to Him is gone. I've run the race, but set my pace and face a shattered soul. But the gentle arms of Jesus warm my hunger to behold. And oh, I want to know You more. Deep within my soul I want to know You. Oh, I want to know You, to feel Your heart and know Your mind. Looking in your eyes stirs up within me cries that say, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know you. Pray. Worshipping the Lamb of glory, and I would give my final breath to know you in your death and resurrection. Oh, I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know you more.
Oh, I want to know God more. I hope that's your heart's cry today, too. I've been talking about God being a good God in this program. And recently I had the joy of experiencing the beauty of a good and generous God. While visiting my younger son Randall and his wife Kay in Spokane, we had lunch at the Davenport Hotel. It's an old, opulent hotel from a bygone era. But what reminded me most of God's generosity was the largest arrangement of flowers I think I've ever seen, sitting on a polished antique table in the middle of the lobby. The flowers were bursting with color, arching way over my head, and the fragrance from the wondrous variety of flowers was amazing. Yes, God created such variety. In fact, I posted the picture on Facebook this morning. And other memories that come to my mind are walking out in the mountains in Montana, with the pine needles crunching under my feet, releasing the rich scent of pine, or the marvelous high-flying clouds changing colors in the sunset, or the honking of a flight of geese high in the sky as they wind their way south for the winter. These and many more images come to my mind, created by the generosity of our loving God. Ephesians 3:20 reminds us that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than we can ask or think. Yes, His grace is sufficient for any difficulty that comes our way. No wonder King David rejoiced when he said, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God." Well, there's a song that says, "There's the wonder of sunset at evening, the wonder at sunrise I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me." That's really true, isn't it? And here are the festival singers, "The Wonder of It All."
The wonder that I find.
the wonder of it all, just to know that God loves me. And you too can have that same assurance, no matter how much you're struggling in your life. God does love you and cares for you. You can turn to Him. He is a trustworthy, faithful God. Well, as I shared last week, so I can get an accurate picture for Psalms of Hope on your station, I'm going to ask you to do something for me. Sometime in the next few days, I want you to send me a note with $5 tucked inside. If you wish, you may go to my website and check the donate button there and support me with $5. Of course, you are most welcome to send a larger gift. But most of all, I just need to know you are listening to Psalms of Hope. And if you've written before, please do join me in this project also. So get your pen ready. The announcer will give you my contact information. And if you have a prayer request or comment, I'd love to receive that as well. We do take praying for our listeners seriously, and I will write you back. You may be a new listener, but don't expect other people will write in. I need to hear from you too. Your response will tell me that you want this radio ministry to continue on your station. Well, I'm calling this letter project Dollars for Doorways. In Revelation 3:20, Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him." Well, every radio station I'm on is a doorway to the homes of people in your community. And you can be a missionary to your area, bringing the message of hope in God to many hearts. So do write to me today. The announcer will give you the information. And now our time together is over, but I hope you'll join me next time. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.